Well, welcome to another edition of From the Stables. I'm Pete Staples from TasRacing.com.au. We're talking to trainer jockey Siggy Carr, who'll have three of her runners competing in Hobart at Alwick on Sunday. Welcome to the show, Siggy.
Thanks for having me, Pete.
All right, well, we'll start off in the first race, and you've got Give Us a Winner going around, and that's in the Class 3 over 1400. Been second at his past two starts, and this 8-year-old gets his chance to win again.
Yeah, look, he's been running really consistently. Three starts ago at Hobart, when he ran over the 1400, he drew really wide, had to do a lot of work, didn't get much pace in front, and felt that late. But his next two runs over the mile have been really strong. He's been strong to the line. I'm not concerned about the drop back to 1400. I've kept him fresh in between his last run and this run, and I think he'll be right in the finish there again. He's a front running horse who he hits the line hard and he makes his own luck, so I think he'll be running well.
Well, I think the form in the Class 3 last start in Launceston on the 18th of March, when he was second to Rough Road, beaten under a length, I think that's testament to his ability, because they got a pretty good opinion of Rough Road.
Yeah, look, Rough Road, obviously he's going to be quite a talented horse, and he had the claim that day as well, so he's very well placed in that race. He had a beautiful run behind my horse as well, so he had all the favours there. We actually took the blinkers off for the first time on our fella last start, and I felt he settled better in front, which made him actually hit the line a lot stronger. So I've left the blinkers off him for that manner, and like I said, I think he should bowl to the front there and he'll take a power of beating.
All right, well, the little midget, Coronation Pia, there's not a lot of her, and she goes around in race 7, which is a 0 to 60 over 1400 metres, and we see that she comes off a last start. Look where she was. She was the last start, 6th of 9, in that race won by Rough Road, in which Give Us a Winner ran second. But her previous start, the 3rd to Uber Ed, beaten 2.2, and then the start prior, she was beaten just on a half length behind Silkstone on Hobart Cup Day. She's racing well, and she also gets her chance to win in this race.
Yeah, certainly so. She's actually, this time in, she's sort of been settling a lot further back than her previous preparations, and we haven't changed that because she's hitting the line so well. The only thing we've done, we've added the blinkers, dropping back to the 1400. The only reason we've dropped her back is the 0 to 60 being such a suitable race, with her only being a 59 rater and getting the allowance for the mare. Yeah. So we just sort of, it's a nice dropping grade for her. She hopefully might just naturally, with the blinkers on, posse up just that bit closer. She just got a little bit too far back last time, and she was run off her legs early, and then when she did travel, she didn't really have anywhere to go. So her run was really sound. She was hitting the line hard when she actually got room to move. So all three runs this preparation have been really promising, and I think the Hobart does really suit her because she's got that long straight to get balanced and hit the line.
All right, well, Mr. Tindall has a very impressive last start winner in Launceston in a benchmark 60. He gets the same grade here. He won by a length and a quarter, beating Mully's Idol and Zippinay, and that was on the 18th of March. You must have been impressed with that win.
Yeah, certainly so. I was debating whether to run him or not with the weight that he had, because I originally had Jaden Lloyd booked to ride him, and when he couldn't come, we elected to still run him with the weight. He drew barrier 12, he worked hard to the front, to the outside leader, sorry, and then kicked away at the top of the straight and won really well. He's with the race, the benchmark 60 there available, and still being able to probably got in a kilo lighter with his 4 kilo claim of Inish. I think he's really well placed in that, and I'm not concerned about the outside draw because he's the type of horse that he'll jump well and he'll just put himself where he needs to be, and he's actually probably a really good horse for an apprentice because he does everything right, and I'm really, really excited to see him go around again.
All right, well, he'll carry 59.5 with the 4 kilo claim for Yanish Luxeman, which means he's going to be carrying 1.5 kilo less than what he carried last time out. So all things point to him running a good race. He's very well bred by Capiro out of a Royal Academy mare. So let's hope he can keep on winning for you. I'm going to put you on the spot and tell me, of your three that you're taking, which one do you think is the best winning chance?
Well, with what we've just said then, I think Mr. Tindall definitely in the last, just as we said, he's dropping in weight and staying in the same grade. He's obviously dropping back 200 metres in distance, but I'm not concerned about that at all.
All right, Siggy, well, all the best on Sunday, and do well.